You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Eyeliner with Baby from the brand new album BRB. Morena Luke, how are you?
Morena Rachel, how are you? I am all good.
That is awesome. I'm also all good.
It's been 4 years since I was up your way.
It is. It's been a long time.
A long story.
It has. And much has happened, much COVID, which is very much the context for this record. Tell us a wee bit about, I guess, the world you were exploring to start us off with, because I enjoyed the, the pithy one-liner you had about being in Hong Kong and microdosing, wandering around listening to Sade. I would love to know a bit more about that. What's been going on?
Well, my partner Chloe got some nannying work in Hong Kong, long story short, at the end of 2019. So we flew over there to live and work. And so we sort of got stuck there during the whole COVID fiasco. It was a lot of staying inside the same apartment all day, every day, getting completely self-absorbed in my own music. it was cool. It was a good exercise. other than that, I would just walk around Kowloon where we were living and just eavesdrop Cantonese and eat food and go from 7-Eleven to 7-Eleven drinking Pocari Sweat in 35 degree heat and just going on these big urban hikes. So. And listening to the record while I did it. So I was trying to sort of be a sponge for that kind of the whole everything indescribable about Hong Kong. It was an amazing place, right? Amazing people, beautiful people, so right, so lovely, so courteous, so busy, so delicious.
It does. I do feel like there is a real sense of place on this record that that has the shininess of a city and the kind of outsider perspective almost as well. That spongy eavesdropping feeling is, I think, very present on this record. And I think it's really awesome. It gives a listener a real opportunity to step into that headspace that you were in and also the world that you were experiencing, which is something that you're very good at in your music generally, Luke, is creating these little universes almost.
Cheers. I'm glad you picked up on that, because that's kind of the what I'm trying to do, you know, what I'm putting on the tin is like summing up a vibe, you know, an aura. I'm glad you picked up on that. That's kind of the main idea, I guess.
It's a really interesting, time to have processed and be processing still. We're all doing it in our own ways. What for you makes music a useful method for going, you know, going through the world? Because some people like to use music as an escape almost. What is it for you when it comes to processing big stuff?
What I do mostly is try to sum up how I feel without words lately. You know, I haven't been doing too much songwriting, and it's that kind of, I guess, you can describe the indescribable. And that whole time was indescribable. You know, I was stuck out of the country, but like, no qualms there because, you know, my friends and family lived. But not to say that I set out to make a COVID album. Like, when it kicked off, there were so many people being like, here's my concept record about the coronavirus. Like,
yeah.
No, we don't need it. I mean, it's more like I try to reach out and see if people sort of feel, like, at a subconscious level, see if people felt the same way.
Yeah.
You know, and there is a part of the record where it does go kind of like loopy, sort of daydreamy, and that was kind of my experience in Hong Kong in some respects, that like we could go out at night, we could do this, you know, go out still and, you know, drink beers on the beach and stuff and have a great time. And then the daytimes were this kind of like holding pattern,
yeah.
You know, because I was working from home too at the time, so it was like, yeah, just trying to sum up how I felt during all that. It's hard. Like I try to put like the experience into the record, but then describing it, you know, kind of falls apart. But yeah, it's the same thing with like, you know, film music or video game music. You know, it's kind of like a film music without a film. It's sort of, you know, easily off the shelf, that kind of idea floats. But yeah, it's about trying to describe the indescribable in some points. And most of it's kind of sarcastic and funny, you know, that's the thing I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
I always love, like, novelty music in the respect that, like, you can have an instrumental that makes you laugh, like, that kind of...
100%, yeah. You know, having novelty and also taking it seriously is kind of a bit of an oxymoron, but it is really important as well, because you can feel so much and learn so much through stuff that's also supposed to make you laugh. And I think sometimes we forget that, and you don't forget that, which is what I always appreciate about your music as well.
I'm a 12-year-old boy. I like the aspect that it's kind of like fake music.
Yeah.
It's got elements of kind of fake. I'm trying to be, I mean, I'm not completely already poisoned, but, you know, this kind of idea that it sort of holds a foot in both camps of being kind of fleeting and ephemeral and then kind of meaningful and cinematic.
And
yeah, I'm glad you picked it up on all of us.
I love it. I think it's a really great record. And you've continued your long-term collaboration with your old mate Simon Ward for for Baby, which we just listened to, I think extends that into the visual as well, this kind of whole world-building thing that you're doing. When you work with Simon now, do you have to give him a brief or do you just let him do his thing?
No. I tell Simon, do whatever you want. As long as he puts in like a Simon Ward bit, which is like the trippy part 2/3 of the way in. Like,
yeah.
We've been working together on the Jess Johnson VR stuff as well. Like, he just a long time collaborator with the illustrator Jess Johnson, and he turns her worlds into 3D. So, we're always sort of working together on something. What's funny is that the album art is by an artist called Mushba, who has a kind of online shop called Item Label. Google all the stuff. They do like a soft toy called PD that's very sarcastic and funny. So Simon Ward and Mushba already worked together on some promotional stuff for PP, and then Mushba got a hold of me and said, I want to do the album up for your album. And then I told Simon that we could get the art files in 3D and get it all animated, so we have like this kind of animated album cover. So yeah, the music video is essentially the album cover animated. So
that's
a whole
amazing.
Ouroboros. Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. I really recommend people go and check it out sometime today, as well as, of course, the rest of the record. You're down in Ōtautahi now, quite a different terrain from Hong Kong. How's the transition into that space been for you? Because that must be quite surreal to come out of the COVID times. And also, you've got a wee kid as well now, so lots of change going on.
Yeah, our sweet little baby, Ruth Frankie, just turned one on Saturday. So,
congrats.
Yeah, she's very cute. And she's got this little... felted box with like a mushroom top thing. She puts the top of this mushroom thing on her head and plays keyboards. And I haven't stopped this to doing that. She puts like outfits on and plays on her little cover keyboard. So
Heck yeah.
Get something in there.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, I know. Terrible. So, I went from Hong Kong to Darfield, which has a population of about 4,000 people. So when we were in Hong Kong, around the corner, there was Chung Cheng Mansions, and there was 6,500 people in one apartment block.
Wow.
So I was at my mother-in-law's on her chicken farm. Long story short, my wife went to the Hamptons with her nannying family, and then when she got to the States, she calls me and says, I'm pregnant. So I missed the whole first trimester when I was out on her mum's farm. We had this kind of like video chat, like first 3 months of her pregnancy. So it was all very cute and very weird. And like, she's in the Hamptons and I'm on a farm and, you know, I'm hanging out with her mum and like feeding chickens. So, but yeah, going from like the most vertical city to the least was very,
wild.
It was sort of relieving for a while, you know. I was there with all the dogs and stuff and just like fresh air, you know. But then we're in town now and back in the suburbs, so it's all good.
Nice.
And I've got a pretty sick little job at Canterbury Museum doing digitization of their photos. So,
that's super cool. Stoked for you, Luke, and stoked to have this album as well. BRB, it's out in all the usual places. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and congrats on the record.
Cheers, so good to chat.
We're going to listen to Swank now, and have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.